Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, what makes the Nukan Festival different from other sustainable festivals?
I guess what makes this one festival is that we really take the festival format and flip it on its head and make it more about the empowerment of participants rather than entertainment or just partaking in witnessing something. It's really hands-on at Nukan.
How did the concept for the festival come about? How did you dream this one up?
I had a background in community development and youth work and social change. And I also did a master's in communication for social change. While doing that, I was actually running festivals with my father up in Queensland. So whilst doing my master's, I had a bit of a light bulb moment about 8 years ago. And I realized how powerful that format is, where you get to create the entire world that people enter, from what they eat to the presenters to the entire system and the economies of it even. So we use that format, and I realized that if you can use that template but program it differently, you can actually change a lot in people's ideas and their mind frames about life.
By creating the environment around them, you can
definitely
inform these changes and really, I guess, push these certain aspects of life. Now, the masterclass at the festival is for agents of social change. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Totally. So basically, we've programmed the entire event as a masterclass. So we understand that people do want to make a difference in the world. We understand that genuinely, at our core, everyone is well-intentioned, but we just don't know how to go about making that positive social change that we want to make. And it can be overwhelming at times when we're thinking about, you know, plastics in the ocean, and we're thinking about animal rights, and we're thinking about all these different social issues that are going on. We thought we'd bring in experts, those who are working out in the field, whether it's academics or activists, to come there and empower the participants and really upskill them whilst they're there. And that's why we call it a masterclass for social change. It's because we actually allow people to leave that space with a better idea of how they can make a positive impact in the world.
You're creating agents of social change, essentially.
Well, I believe we all are, and we're just empowering them and like upskilling them whilst they're there. So
wonderful.
At our core, I think we're all we all want to see an equitable, just, and peaceful society. So we are all agents of change, and it's our daily actions that we just need to, you know, fine-tune a little bit so we can actually have a more positive impact
now,
on the world.
Now, I understand that the festival is formed by the deeds of the Straight Edge movement. Exactly what is that movement? How is it impacting the festival?
Cool. So we draw on a few different philosophies, and one of them happens to be the Straight Edge one. And the Straight Edge philosophy was basically a counterculture to an already subculture of the punk rock scene, where it basically espouses clean living, a drug and alcohol and addiction-free lifestyle. And we thought that that was a big part of being an effective agent of change, was to be able to have that self-respect for the body and the self-respect for others. And that's why we run our festival as a drug and alcohol-free event.
I think that that's absolutely fantastic. And we'll only do more to further the messages as well that you're getting across.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's about having that presence while you're there. And it's not about, you know, judgment or demonizing anything in particular. It's about during that time, if we want to be really present with what's being offered, we think that using drugs and alcohol is probably not beneficial. And there are lots of festivals who do cater for that. We just want to do something a bit different.
This is not a music festival, kids. We are here to be good humans and to learn and to be better people when we leave.
We look at the mess that's left after some festivals.
And
you know, the uproar that causes. But, the truth is when you've got tens of thousands of youth using, you know, excessive amounts of drugs and alcohol and the disposable culture that we kind of live in. And I mean, it's inevitable that there's going to be tons and tons and tons of waste created. So if you take out a few of those elements, drugs and alcohol being one of them, then I think we automatically become more responsible human beings.
So I understand the festival is in Tasmania in March. Am I right?
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic. Yes. Have you got any plans to take it on the road, maybe bring it to different parts of the country?
Funny you should ask. We're not going to take it on the road, but we are going to make it accessible to the entire world.
Fantastic.
Through virtual reality. So what we're doing this year is we have two companies coming down, MetaVents and Ignition Immersive. And the content of Nukan is actually going to be captured in full 360 and rendered into a virtual reality world. So people can actually purchase a digital ticket And post-event, they can witness the workshops and lectures as if they were actually there with a VR headset.
That is amazing. Oh, yeah. My gosh. That is such a fantastic idea.
What's the most sustainable way of attending an event? And that's all, to not attend the actual event and just put on your headset and sit in the lecture theatre as if you were really there.
Yeah.
You still get the learning. You still get the experience. You can look to your left and right and you can see the people who you're sitting next to. It's phenomenal.
And you can sit
there. So we're using that technology.
I think that's so great. You can sit there in whatever you want to wear and you can enjoy it at your own time, in your own pace as well. And what a wonderful idea. And to be able to take it global as well, because the ideas that you're exploring and the type of festival that you're creating is one that we don't see. So to be able to take that to people and make it as accessible as possible, that's a congratulations. That's a really cutting edge idea. Efren, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.